Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of the Daily Record, of the Daily Record's legislative correspondent this year. And one of the big issues is going to be the minimum wage, which the governor, you know, just sort of almost in principle, he's for it, but he won't say exactly what number he's shooting for. Meanwhile, the president has said $10.10. So where do we stand on this, Brian?
There are a number of people who are backing this besides the governor. You have a number of the candidates running for governor who also back it. And for the most part, I think that there are a number of legislators who are not opposed to increasing it. But as Derek Davis told me in our story, you know, when you start to get to talking about $10, $11, $12, that's when you really start to run into a problem. They're concerned that those numbers might be a little too high.
Davis is the committee chairman that will handle the bill.
That's correct. And they handled the bill last year. The bill got jammed up in committee and never reached the floor. Depending on who you talk to, there are a variety of reasons about why that may or may not have happened. But really, it seems to be that, you know, this idea of a $15 minimum wage may be a bridge too far.
Well, I think one of the candidates, Heather Mazur, once, I think she said something like $16.50 or something like that.
Right. And again, those really seem to be, for lack of a better term, stretch goals. It looks like probably the comfort level may be around $9 to $10 range.
There are a lot of. This is why the governor won't say, because we're in a negotiating period right now. So he's not going to tell us exactly what he's after. But at some point, we're going to know.
That's correct. I think part of what you're seeing is a managing of expectations. And so instead of coming in and saying we're going to get $15 or we're even going to get $10, a lot of savvier politicians are not putting a dollar figure on it. So when they come in and they do get something, they can say, well, you know, we did manage to get an increase. Meanwhile, you have counties like Prince George's County and Montgomery County that are looking to do their own thing. And D.C. just, you know, is in the preliminary stages of increasing their minimum wage.
Well, at least politically, Maryland Democrats would not be in danger of losing their majorities, probably in either house. And I mean, because that's one of the issues that the president faces.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an easier issue in Maryland, because Maryland is more of a blue state. And this is an issue that plays well with the Democratic base.
Yes. Do you expect to see the Republicans just repeating what they always say about this? I mean, which is not to say that some of the points they make are not valid. The GOP always raises the specter of pricing some employers out of the hiring business.
Oh, I think you'll definitely see that come up as an issue. And there's already some pushback from proponents of this who are saying that they believe that this will actually be a job creator. The Washington Post had a piece sort of looking at some of the comments the president made and pointed out that there is the possibility that there will be some job loss, but it's not always as clear. And I think their comment was, if a meteor slammed into the earth and killed all life, you would still have two economists walking the face of the planet arguing about the effects of raising the minimum wage. And I think that's probably that'll continue in Annapolis.
It will certainly be interesting to listen in Annapolis, Brian, and we'll have you back to talk about it. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.